A calmness had fallen over Happy Trails Campground after a very busy spring season. The seasonal rain had finally come to an end, leaving a trail of vibrant colors that had painted the Daniel Boone National Forest. I'd been getting ready for the wedding of Bobby Ray Bond, my foster brother, and Abby Fawn, one of my best friends, over the last few months. Tomorrow was the big day, but today I had to focus on the maid of honor, me, getting together with the bridesmaids. I swore it was a made-up gig. When Abby told me one of my duties was to host the event, I had no idea what I was in store for, much less the cost associated with such an event. Of course, after Mary Elizabeth had gotten word I was in charge of such a joyous occasion for her future foster daughter-in-law, Mary Elizabeth was my and Bobby Ray's foster mother until she adopted me. She plunged her southern hands all up in the event, and here I stood, in front of my camper van, with a jug of Mary Elizabeth's sweet tea in each hand, about to make my way over to the large white tent she'd insisted we get for the festive occasion. "Let's go," I looked down at Fifi, my toy poodle. "Don't you dare jump in the lake," I warned. Fifi loved to jump in the lake and swim around with the ducks. I had no time between now and tomorrow, the wedding, to give her a bath. Did y'all think she really listened to me? Heck no. As soon as I took a step to go up to the front of Happy Trails Campground, the campground I owned, she darted off and took a flying leap in the air before I could scream. No! Too late. She was happily paddling around with her head stuck out of the water, sights on the ducks, swimming their way. She never listens, I groaned and headed up the road to the front of the campground, where the white tent was set up in the grass between the recreational center building and the tiki bar. A few times, I glanced over at the lake and couldn't help but smile at Fifi. She'd stolen my heart a few years ago, after she wiggled herself into a situation that left her homeless. If truth be told, Fifi was my bestest friend, not the laundry club ladies. I can't believe it's finally here! Abby was standing up near the long banquet table at the far end of the tent, smack dab in the center of our group of friends. The laundry club ladies. Our group consisted of Betts Hager, Dottie Swaggart, and Queenie French, along with honorary members Mary Elizabeth Moberly and Dawn Gentry. Here's our maid of honor now! Abby smiled so brightly. Her long brown hair was down and flowed over her shoulders, which was rare to see since she literally wore it up in a ponytail almost every day. It's gorgeous! She waited for me to put the jugs of tea on the table before she gave me a giant-sized bear hug.